How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet a man who escaped from prison in one war to lead his country to victory in another. But first, a word from your announcer. A very good idea. Now, step with me behind the scenes to a lonely spot on the railroad line between Pietermaritzburg and Colenso in South Africa. It's very hot this October day of 1899, and the few soldiers on the armored train sweat and curse. They're members of a British scouting party sent out to seek the headquarters of the enemy, for England is at war with the Boers, the Dutch planters of the territory. The engineer rounded the curve at full speed. Now he was horror-stricken at the sight just ahead. The enemy had rolled a giant boulder onto the track. The train hit the rock with a rending crash. The forward cars were derailed, and one of them was thrown across the track. The soldiers kept up a steady fire on the enemy, while a young lieutenant took a squad of men and worked madly to clear the track. The Boers poured a deadly stream of fire into the wrecked train from the shelter of the surrounding hills. The train became a death trap. By the time the men under the courageous officer had cleared the track, every fourth man had been killed or wounded. Only the engine, with wounded men clinging to its sides and piled inside the cab, was able to make an escape. Part of the men had to be left behind to hold out as best they could until aid could be sent to them. As the train pulled away, the young lieutenant looked back to see one of the officers gallantly trying to hold his position against overwhelming odds. He leaped down from the engine and raced back to help. An enemy horseman suddenly appeared ahead, blocking his escape. He realized that in his haste he lost his gun. He had to surrender. He was herded with the other prisoners into a miserable group. The young officer was imprisoned in a school building in the heart of the city of Pretoria. Hardly had the doors clanged shut before he began to plan an escape. The prison was surrounded by a wall, and at night the wall and the grounds were brilliantly lighted. After many nights of observation, the prisoner discovered that while the sentries were pacing their beats, there was a moment when to them a certain portion of the wall was in complete darkness. On the other side of the wall was a private home set in a garden filled with bushes. Beyond this was an open street. At last came the night for the attempted escape. The officer hid himself in one of the offices, watching every movement of the sentries. Their backs were turned. The prisoner darted out of his hiding place and ran to the wall. He dropped into the adjoining garden and crouched among the shrubs. He was free for the time being. Straight through the town he walked until he reached the suburbs, the open veldt, and a railroad track. About midnight, he saw a freight train stop at a small station, and he swung aboard. Day after day, he traveled at night and lay hidden during the day. At last, he was unable to go longer without food and rest, and came to the edge of a small village. He crawled to the nearest zinc-roofed shack and knocked at the door. Better, he thought, to surrender than to die of fever and starvation. The door was opened by a rough-looking, bearded giant. Now, before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. Feebly, the fugitive stammered out the speech he'd rehearsed. The man listened with every outward mark of disbelief as he stared at the stranger with open suspicion. Suddenly, he seized the soldier, drew him inside the hut, and barred the door. "You needn't lie to me," he said. "I'm the only Englishman in this village, and I can help you. I know who you are. You are Winston Churchill." This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.